This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I have something ratchet and petty to say, whatever the petty mind can conceive and believe it will achieve. So if you're around here calling yourself trash and speaking negatively upon yourself, guess what, bitch? You're a dumpster.
You ever notice how some people walk into the room, they walk in the room like they own it? Well, guess what, bitch? That's what you gotta do the remainder of your goddamn life.
Don't let the motherfuckers in this outside world shank you into believing that you ain't a powerful, infinite being, because guess what, bitch? You are.
Hey, and at the end of the day, you're somebody's hero, you're somebody's villain, and you're somebody's motherfucking reason they got up this morning.
But we can sit here all day, darling, and tell you how great you actually are, but you have to actually believe it, darling. Fairy tales don't exist until you actually believe that they do. Queen of the Ratchet was nothing more than an idea in our head. We've been doing Queen of the Ratchet for years, and now we're in the making of working on our own cartoon series.
I actually believe that we're the reason that some of these Disney villain movies are being made right now.
But we didn't come on here to brag. What we did come on here to tell you is, how are you gonna get yourself back up and do for yourself?
A lot of y'all are trying to exit the Matrix, but I want to ask y'all one thing. What would happen if you actually played the game and beat it? Sometimes I feel like I want to jump off the edge of the world like Jim Carrey did in The Truman Show.
But what would happen if you actually played the game and beat it?
At the end of the day, you might jump off the edge of the world and then have to come back and do this shit all over again. And I'm telling you right now, I ain't doing this shit for nobody all over again.
Disney is always saying at the end of the movie, they live happily ever after. Yeah, that's what Disney says. But at the end of the day, this is the game of life, where suffering and pain and all that happen. Once you choose to accept that those things will exist, then the joy comes. Then you can really have fun in this petty-ass universe. And then you, yes, you, will become Queen of the Ratchet.
See, this is about you playing in this unseasoned universe and making yourself Queen of the Ratchet. A true queen or king knows how to play the motherfucking game.
So what you gonna choose? You gonna keep scrolling on your phone, sit there and think about how you don't want to be here and ascend? Well, guess what? You ain't ascending until you beat the game of Queen of the Ratchet. Get the playing, bitch. Also, make sure that you're following everything that's Queen of the Ratchet. Till next time, go ahead and follow our Discord. The link is below.